Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
But first off on the programme today, Shane Beattie, the presenter of Breakfast Briefing here on News Talk. You also hear Shane reading news bulletins throughout the morning. Joins me in the studio now. And Shane, this is about something that you posted online yesterday, which caused quite the reaction, it has to be said. Now, you said that you didn't think that schools should give out certs for 100% perfect attendance. Why?
Yes, well, I'm surprised at the reaction. It's been huge, I have to say. So yesterday on Facebook, I was seeing two mothers, one whose child got 100% attendance for the last year, and then one who got a cert saying congratulations on perfect attendance for 8 school years. And they were all celebrating it on Facebook. Everyone was going, isn't little Johnny and Mary fantastic for it? And I just had a reservation about it, because I wonder, are those children lucky rather than in some way dedicated to their schooling? Because obviously, there are children who are sick, you know, they get the flu, they get COVID, something like that. There are also children who have long-term conditions. There are children who go through bereavements, and they don't stand a chance of ever getting this 100% attendance record cert. So I just wondered if we are rewarding the right thing here, because is it just that a child is fortunate that they've never had a sick day during the school term and now they're being celebrated for it?
It's something I always was very proud of myself for, having a record attendance, not just in school, but also in work. And maybe it is because I was lucky. I wasn't ever sick.
Yeah.
So you believe that it has the opposite effect then on the kids who maybe don't get to go to school for the entire year?
I mean, it's great if, for example, children are dedicated enough to go to school every day. I know for some families it's difficult to get their kids to go to school for a variety of different reasons. I'm just not sure it's a great achievement that they go to school every day. Is it more that they are fortunate and lucky that they haven't had a sick day within the school term? Like, if, for example, you there with your 100% work record, you've never had a sick day in work. Is that something to be celebrated, or is that just because you're very lucky that you might have got sick on a weekend?
Yeah, but I look at other people that are always off sick. And half the time there's nothing wrong with them.
Yeah, I know. And then I agree, absolutely. And people are taking duvet days, we're aware of that. But then I also wonder, are some people compromising other people's health by going into work and going into school while sick just to say, I made it in today? Do you know what I mean? The people will go, I have a bit of a flu, but I'll go into work anyway. Particularly, I'm surprised, I have to say, seeing these certs still going around now after COVID, because we were all told during COVID, you know, if you're sick, stay away from school, stay away from work. And you'd wonder, are some children going in with viruses and things like that just so they can get the cert at the end of the year to say, aren't you great?
Do you think that's
attendance?
A motivation? Do you think some kids are going to school, oh, I want to get that cert?
But looking at the celebrations on Facebook yesterday, it certainly seems it's the goal of some parents, and they think it's a fantastic achievement. So I just think maybe we're rewarding the wrong thing. The reaction has been 50-50, I have to say. Some people ate me alive for it yesterday and others agreed. Some people said that we should be rewarding excellence, and that is a form of discipline and excellence by going to school every day. One man tweeted me to say he got a cert 45 years ago for attendance and he still cherishes it. But then other parents were getting in touch saying that their child has various different conditions and it's just they'll never be able to even aim to achieve getting that cert because of their own personal situation.
If you have any comments on this, our WhatsApp number is 087-1400-106. So let's look at the downside in terms of what people have been saying. The negative feedback that you got was basically from people saying that it's okay to reward kids for full attendance.
Yeah, so people were saying that we give out awards for everything and that we give medals for everyone who competes in a race and things like that. Probably an argument we reward too much. And they're saying this is something that actually shows discipline, it shows excellence, and it's a great achievement and we should be rewarding it as well. So that's what they're saying about it. I will take both sides. I was surprised by the 50-50 reaction. A lot of people would defend this to the hilt and go, this is really great, and maybe too many parents are inclined to take their kids out of school for holidays.
I was just about to say that. I had a conversation only yesterday with somebody who's taking their kids off for the first 2 weeks of September to go on holidays. Yeah. So obviously they're not going to get a cert for full attendance, nor do they really deserve it, do they?
Or want one, clearly, yeah. Or people take their children out of school to go shopping for a day or have a duvet day or a mental health day or whatever. So there's lots of different reactions to it. I will say as well, I did wonder about the slagging and the bullying, because I am thinking back to my own school days. while it's great that you get this attendance record, you would wonder, would you be slagged by your classmates because you seem a bit too much of a geek or a nerd or something like that? I don't know if people...
Teacher's pet, basically.
And if you're running up collecting this award, maybe you get a special pen, something like that. And are you going to be slagged for it?
Do all schools do it? I never got one.
No, a lot of schools don't do it. And a lot of teachers were in touch with me saying that their school stopped it a few years ago or many years ago. No, but enough that I'm starting to see it.
Have they indicated why they stopped it? Is it for all the reasons that you've highlighted?
I think it was because of the pressure. They thought it was pointless. Maybe they thought it was unattainable that every child can be in every single day. So they stopped it. Maybe some stopped it because of COVID. I'm not sure. But I think the main reason why they stopped it was that you were rewarding something that other children could never achieve in their lives.
Interesting. Mm. If you've any comments, 087 1400 106. Does your child's school do this? And if so, what do you think of it? Shane Beatty, thanks very much indeed for joining us.
Thanks, Mel.
Now, the messages are flying in. This message on 087 1400 106. It's pretty clear that these kids are going in sick and spreading illness to others. Especially after COVID, this kind of thing needs to be banned. Kids should be taught to take rest when they are ill. And another message says, I wholeheartedly agree with Shane, and I'm a retired teacher. I always objected to that award for the exact same reasons that Shane has outlined. Good man, Shane. Rewarding good health is wrong. It's just good luck. And it can create perfectionist children. And one final message for now. An award for teachers' full attendance would be more beneficial. 087 1400 106. And we're asking, why shouldn't children get certs for perfect attendance? What are the issues with this? Or does it send out a counterproductive message? 087 1400 106. I'm joined on the line by... Adie, who's on the line from Waterford. Adie, what's your opinion on this? Are these certs a good idea or not?
I think they're a bad idea. I've witnessed myself where children have been sick, being sent into school, parents waiting out in the car park until about 20 minutes after school start, knowing the roll will be done, then getting their child, bringing them home, even bringing them to doctor, and still sending them into school sick the next day.
And dropping them to school so that they're ticked as attending and then taking them out. Yes. Is this with a view to getting one of these certs at the end of the year?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, I wouldn't have noticed, only for the parent would have said it.
Right. So this parent admitted to you that they dropped the child to the school in order that they'd be marked as present and they may get a cert at the end of the year.
That's it. I wouldn't have been aware otherwise. Plus also, like, it's not an achievement for the child as such, because sick children are being sent into school. It then spreads through the class. Teachers get sick as well. That's also impacting on the rest of the pupils. And at the end of the day, it's not going to stand for anything when you're going for a job in years down the line.
Is it not? Do employers not look differently at people who are very diligent in their attendance to work?
Well, I think at primary school, they wouldn't be looking at something like that.
No, not in primary school, but I'm talking about later in life.
Oh, for work, that's a different thing. But I think going back, looking to see if you have a cert from when you were in primary school that you attended every year, employers know that's not down to the child, that's down to the parent. And they're not, you know, I often think sometimes these parents are being irresponsible because they're just spreading it, you know, not just to the pupils, but to the staff as well.
But that is to suggest that a child who has attained this certificate for 100% attendance was definitely sent into school when they were sick during the year. And that's not necessarily the case.
Oh, it is in a lot of cases.
But it isn't the case you're mentioning. Stay there for one second. Let me bring in some more calls on this. Our number is 087 1400 106, and I can tell you the messages are flying in here. Let me just read another couple of them. I'm never going to get a gold medal at the Olympics, but hardly a reason that those people who are able to should not be rewarded for their excellence. which is an interesting way of looking at it. And the kids that go to school every day do show commitment. The argument that the sick kids will never be in line for it is a non-issue. Many of the 100% attendance kids will never get on the sports team, win at debating, or get the lead in the musical. But at least they're being rewarded for something. Fionnuala is in Wexford. Fionnuala, you think that it's nearly impossible for children to have full attendance.
Yeah, it is impossible to have full attendance. I know when I was in school, my mother sent me in no matter how sick I was, but that wasn't a good thing. I mean, she even sent me in one day when I had to go in and get my appendix taken out. That's how bad it was.
Really? So, what, she sent you in to school on the day you were getting your appendix out?
Yeah. I asked her, I said, could you at least send me to the GP, and if he decides I have to go to the hospital, then I'll go. But no, she was very strict on me going in. However, I'm not like that with my daughter. My daughter started the year that COVID came in. Okay,
right,
she's used to being at home with me. Okay, her father also died that year too. Okay, so she has emotional issues around school and difficulties being there all the time. She also sees me, my work life has changed where I'm at home sometimes and I'm in work sometimes because I have that work-life balance there. But she doesn't have that with school. And she says, Mommy, why do I need to be in school 5 days when you're at home 2 days? You know, so I just wonder, you know, I do give her time off when she's sick, right? I do. And I think she also has emotional days around the time when her father died because that's important for her.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I also wonder, you know, why is it that our work life has gone to work life balance but children's hasn't? You know, why are we expecting children to have to be there 5 days a week when they're obviously struggling to be there 5 days a week?
No, you know, it's interesting when you talk about that young COVID generation, which is the best way to describe them, the kids who started off their school lives actually at home and working and being educated at home, and their adaptation to what school life is really meant to be like. No, it's a good point that we're putting too much pressure. But let me just go back to these certs. And as we said, okay, some parents very proud of the fact that they had 100% attendance. I'll admit that, as an adult anyway, I'm very proud of my attendance record in work. I very rarely, in fact, in my last job, I had one day off sick in 8 years. So I'm proud of that. Is it not something to be proud of?
Yeah, look, of course it's something to be proud of. And I think one of the previous people said that, you know, those children who are going to get full attendance mightn't get a medal for something else, or should they not get a medal for... Look, I think children should all be given a medal for the things that they are good at, right? But are they being sent into school when they are genuinely sick? That's a different matter. And are other children getting sick because they're going to school? And I think that needs to be addressed. That part needs to be addressed, you know, because there's definitely since COVID, like I've noticed with my daughter, there's so many flus at the moment. They're getting sick from everything. And to send them in when they're
you obviously believe that that's partly to do with parents making their kids go to school when they probably shouldn't be. They should be staying at home.
There's some parents who should be keeping their kids at home because they're making other kids sick. And it's not fair when the parents who are genuinely keeping their children out when they're sick so other children don't get sick. And then your own child is getting sick again the following week because some other parent has decided, no, you're going to school, that's it. You know, I don't think that's fair on the children who are genuinely trying to stay out, get healthy and go in when they're actually healthy.
But don't we all know somebody, maybe in our adult life more than as children, don't we all know somebody who takes time off at the drop of a hat from work because they have a little sniffle? And people do talk about people like that.
Yeah, there's always people like that. But I mean, you only get a certain amount of sick days anyway. And then your weight is going to be docked. So they're going to feel it some way, shape or form. And you can't continue to do that forever. But like, is it important to teach children to look after themselves? Yeah, I do. I do think it's important for children to look after themselves and to know when they're genuinely sick. If you're genuinely sick, yes, I think you need to stay at home, get well, go back in when you're well. But I mean, why haven't we moved back to the system when we had COVID and children were being told to stay at home, they were doing their school online and still being able to do some schooling. Why don't we have some kind of a system where even children who are at home can still participate in some way, shape or form? So it's not about you have to have that physical attendance every day.
In order to be in attendance remotely. All right, stay there for a second. I want to go to Donegal next, and James is on the line. James, should people attending school every day be rewarded in this way?
Well, I'd have mixed feelings about it because on the one hand, it does instill a level of discipline and accountability, and that can carry over quite well into all aspects of life, from your job to attending university to a trade school or whatever you might be doing. Also, there's more to life than school when you're younger. Like, some of the most important lessons I've ever learned were outside of school. They were from my mother or father. They were from sports. They were from genuine mistakes that I've made and learned from them. So I think rewarding someone for attendance is an encouragement, which is good because, I mean, when I attended university, there was a significant amount of people who just simply wouldn't turn up for lectures or turn up for the bare minimum because they simply didn't have that discipline within them. I made my best attempt to try and attend as much as I could at university. When I was in school, my attendance record was not perfect. And allegedly, in case my parents or any of my teachers are listening, I might have missed one or two days deliberately. But I still, the discipline from, you know, being encouraged to go to school and from whatnot like that there definitely carried on to other aspects of my life. So I don't think the certs are a negative thing, per se.
But don't they have a negative connotation on the children, for whatever reason, who can't attend a full year, who might have various conditions that mean they are off school more frequently through no fault of their own? So it's almost it's almost punishing them, is it not?
I would see that, except that it isn't punishing them more so. Like, no one is handing out a cert saying to a child, you are a failure because you got sick and couldn't attend school. I mean, if they were doing that, that would be horrendous. But I haven't heard of that, so I don't think they are. But it's, you know, in terms of that, it's like, if a child is not athletically gifted, should they be given a medal just for the sake of it because they feel bad that they're not athletically gifted? If a child is not intellectually gifted, should they just be given an exorbitant amount of points in the Leaving Cert? I mean, it's not just because someone is missing out on something doesn't mean it should be given to everyone else just because they're missing it. I think it's not so much the cert itself, it's what it represents. It's carrying over to a discipline for attending your job and attending whatever you want to pursue in life. And showing up it's harder for, you'd be surprised how many people struggle to just show up. And that's like 50% of the job for a lot of people. And if you can encourage more people to have that mindset, I believe that to be an overall positive.
Okay, as being almost rewarded for attending, and that's an important life lesson, basically.
Absolutely. I mean, if you don't show up, whether it's to the gym, you're not going to be physically fit. If you don't show up to your job, you are not going to be looked on favorably by your employer. If you don't show up to your course, you're not going to do well at it. And I understand there may be some mixed stuff. And again, not everything in life is in school. There's stuff you can learn outside of school. But I really believe that encouraging people to have a discipline is something that we could do more of in the world. Having discipline is lacking in a lot of people. I'm guilty of it at times, but I certainly try to have discipline. And I think encouraging people via the attendance certs or in other ways is only a positive. And that's my sort of mixed thoughts on it.
All right, good to talk to you, James. Thanks very much indeed. Let me read out some more of your messages and a huge reaction to this on 087 1400 106. My son got a cert for junior infants. We had no idea he had achieved it. I think the point is being overanalyzed from a cancel culture or woke perspective. And just because some kids can't, don't or won't achieve this should not mean that kids who do have full attendance shouldn't be recognized, as Simon and Monaghan. another message says, let's just stop rewarding anything, shall we? Because it might upset the people who didn't get rewarded. And one final one for now. Many DESH schools reward attendance as it encourages parents to send their children to school who otherwise may not. Every child has a right to an education.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.